If you're a last-minute gift shopper, then Instacart is your holiday rescue app this season. No more tracking packages, no more trips to the post office, and no more Christmas gifts arriving in February. Instead, you can just download Instacart to order gifts like beauty, tech, and gourmet goods from local stores and get them delivered in as fast as 1 hour. Plus, right now, you'll get free delivery on your first three orders. This offer is valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply. Must be 21 plus to purchase alcohol where available.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, owner and user of Mint Mobile, with a special holiday message. If you sign up now for 3 months, you get 3 months free on every one of our plans, even unlimited. Now, I realize this is more of a holiday offer than it is a holiday message, but if you read between the lines, you can see a message in there. It says, we love you. Visit mintmobile.com/switch for the offer.
Limited time, new customer offer. Activate within 45 days. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Unlimited customers using more than 40 gigabytes per month will experience lower speeds. Video streams at 480p. See mintmobile.com for details.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia, broadcasting all over North America. You could be hanging out here on Peachtree Street with me. You could be in Baltimore, you could be in San Diego, you could be in San Francisco, you could be in Cupertino, you could be in Seattle, Chicago, Boston, New Hampshire, Toronto, Montreal. What's up, Houston, Texas? What's up to my folks down in New Orleans, WWL? What's up, Miami, Colorado, Las Vegas, Indianapolis? Thank you to everybody tuned in, even overseas, on the free Odyssey app, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, Sirius XM channel 158, and everybody tuned in on a smart speaker. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to be rolling with you for the next 3 hours. Typically, I'd say this is when I get started, but it's not. I get started at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. A little bit of a news flash, though, here. That's only for tonight and tomorrow. That's it. The JR Sport Brief Show is going to be moving to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 Pacific, starting on January 3rd. Excuse me, January 2nd. Still got to get used to it. You probably saw the news. Maybe you didn't. If you follow me on social media at JR Sport Brief, you've probably seen that there's some changes here on CBS Sports Radio. Zach Gelb is going to be moving up to afternoons. I'm going to be moving up to his old spot, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. And then Bart Winkler is going to kind of sit here at this spot that I've occupied for the past 4 years. And so things are changing. And so for all my late night people who've been hanging out with me for the past 4 years, all my people holding it down in the hospitals, the factories, the bakeries, the bars, the restaurants, the hospitals, the police stations, the fire stations, people driving, my truck drivers all over the damn place. Thanks. That's what the hell I can say. I can say thank you. Thank you as well to our producer, Andrew Scarpacci, who's been holding it down this week. Super producer and host, Dave Shepard. He's going to join us tomorrow for the final JR Sport Brief show in this time slot, and for the final JR Sport Brief show here for the year 2023, Shep is going to be back and joining us tomorrow. And so I just wanted to go ahead and take some time to just say thank you. That's it. Nothing too complicated. You know, if you are tuning into the show and you only know me from the radio, hey, that's a small bit of what it is. You know, I've been talking about sports since 2009. Started off on YouTube with the JR Sport Brief Show. It's pretty cool to still be young and to have people say, hey, man, I've been watching you for the past 10 years or 13 years or, you know, 14 years. It's pretty cool to hear that. This is something that I started pretty much, man, when I was, let's say, college aged. And it's taken me all over the world, and it put me on the air. My first radio job was in New York City on WFAN. You know, nothing that I've done has been typical. I didn't go to school or go to college for sports broadcasting. This is something that I grew up around. This is something that I've learned. This is something that I've lived, something that I breathed, not that I sat down in a classroom and learned about. And I've studied people and human beings and interaction and speaking and learning. That's what the hell I've learned. And I've been able to bring it here to the airwaves. And so much love to everybody who's tuned in over the past 4 years. I got a whole crap ton of messages online, to my phone, to my DMs. It's going to take me a couple of days to go ahead and answer all of them. And it lets me know that, hey, yeah, there's some love out there. There's a lot of love. And I take a lot of credit and pride in saying that, you know what, even for a guy who started off on the internet, for as long as I've been doing this, 98-99% of the responses that I get outside of a knucklehead racist or two here or there is all it's positive, which is an anomaly, which is almost unbelievable for a dude to start off on the internet and not even get hate on the internet, for a dude to start off on the internet and end up on the radio and get love there. And so it's not lost on me on what I've been able to do, what I've done, but there is none of it without you. You know, I make it a point, and I'm going to be able to say this for as long as I have a microphone in my face. I don't play radio. I don't play a role. I don't play or feign outrage. I don't feign or yell or scream. I'm just me. You know, I turn it up a little bit to tell a story here on the airwaves. A little bit of inflection of the voice, a little bit of high, a little bit of low. Man, everything is very well thought out. And I put this on social media, and you could read the nice, loving post at JR Sport Brief. It's everywhere. It's on Twitter, X. It's on Facebook. It's on Instagram. What I have patented, what I have done with the JR Sport Brief is just be me. It's really that damn simple. And so I thank the folks here in management, whether it be Spike, Mjernik, Jeff, and we can go down the list. Chris, everybody else, what have you, for just saying, hey, let's keep the guy around. I appreciate y'all for that, and I'm going to continue to grow. But most importantly, there is none of this without you. You know, I show up, I do what the hell I need to do, I talk for 4 hours, and I leave. I try to mind my business. I don't necessarily worry about what anybody else is doing. I stay out of the mix. I try to do what I need to do. And I keep it moving. And it's really as simple as that. And so it's not lost on me. You know, when I talk about my repo man in Detroit, yeah, I appreciate that repo man, even though you snatching up cars. When we talk about the police officer who pulls somebody over, and then the listener, the guy that he pulls over, is also listening to the JR Sport Brief show, that's not lost on me. When my local bartenders here in Atlanta say, man, we listening to you when we're cleaning up the bar, I appreciate that. When people get into, when I get into Ubers and people go, wait a minute, hey, I listen to you. When I leave studios in Chicago and Boston and I get in the back of an Uber at 2 a.m. in the morning, they go, hey, weren't you just on the radio? I go, yeah, I appreciate that. Because, yeah, I'm a dude on the radio. I'm just a guy. I'm just a guy who's been able to do some cool stuff, and I don't look at myself as any better or any different than anybody else. I get up, and I do what the hell I need to do for my family, just like everybody listening. And so, thank you. You know, this is something that I'm going to be doing. Yes, if you're just tuning in, the JR Sport Brief Show is going to be moving on January 2nd. The new start time will be 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 Pacific. And it's fun. You know, I don't take myself too serious. We sitting around here talking about sports. And, yeah, there are some serious aspects that come with it from time to time because I view sports as a microcosm of life, okay? Whether it be matters of society, financial matters. We talked about some ethical matters last night when it comes to respect and referees. And, yeah, I can understand how every now and then it kind of ruffle some feathers. You know, when I started the JR Sport Brief show in 2020, I accepted the show and the world was wide the hell open. And then by the time I actually started, the world shut down. There was a pandemic. There was no sports. I had to sit here with no sports and talk to you about financial issues in the world of sports as these teams and leagues were trying to figure out, players and leagues, how are we going to play games? How are we going to make money? Had to sit here and talk about just matters of racism. And who wants to do that, right? A lot of people want to run away from racism and run away from facts. Had to talk about that, unfortunately, as George Floyd was murdered. But you know what? It's not difficult for me to talk about anything. I have a full breadth of life experience. I've been around the world. I've been a lot of places. Done had a lot. Done lost a lot. Done been here. Done been there. But at the end of the day, I'm still right here. I'm still right here. And that's a testament, I feel, to what I've been able to pull out work-wise, what I've done, what I've been, how I've treated people. And here I am. By no stretch of the imagination am I perfect. By no stretch of the imagination is everything, you know, a walk through the park, a walk through a flower bed. Man, I done walk through some garbage dumps. I done taken some long-ass walks. I done heard no's and you can't do this, you shouldn't do this, I don't get this, but I'm still here. And it's a testament to the work that I put in. And so it's also cool when people say, man, I want to be you. I want to do what you do. You know, when I go to colleges, how do you do that? How do you do that, man? This is how I did it. Take what I did and do better and go farther and live a little easier, do a little more. And the fun thing is for me, I'm still rolling. I appreciate all of that. And I appreciate every single one of you, the listeners. And please, yes, I know there are a lot of people who've been messaging me and, oh, JR, I'm going to be working and I'm going to miss you. I'm not going anywhere. I'm just moving up, okay? You can still listen to the show on replay if you want on the free Odyssey app. Yeah, I say free Odyssey app every night multiple times because you can. You can record the show, or you don't even have to record it. You can just open up the app and listen to it later. Listen to it whenever you feel like it. But I'm not going anywhere. It's like moving down the block to the house next door. It's like moving to another apartment in your building. It's like moving, I don't know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes up the highway. I'm not going anywhere. I'm still here. I didn't fall off the face of the earth. The JR Sport Brief Show is still here. And I can't wait to play this clip. I'm going to play the living hell out of it tomorrow, by the way. We don't have to play it now, Andrew. That's not a cue. Please don't play it now. It's my favorite clip ever. It's the one where the guy says, when you're not here, this place loses customers. Well, I'm going to play the hell out of that. Get used to it. But I'm not going anywhere. I'm just moving up. And so thank you to everybody who has listened, whether it's the past week, 2 weeks, 2 years, 3 years, going on 4 years. Thank you very much for participating in the JR Sport Brief. If you want to see the fancy message that I left on social media, go ahead and look that up at JR Sport Brief. 855-212-4CBS is the number. That's 855-212-4CBS. It is a Wednesday night. Yeah, hopefully you got some humps in. An hour from now, I'm going to give you what will be the final top six list of 2023. Yeah, something else I've been doing for a long time. Not just here on the radio. I've been doing top six lists since 2009. I'm going to give you a top six list of my favorite athletes here in the year 2023. And so we got a lot to do tonight. We got a lot to do tomorrow, my last show here in this shift, my last show of 2023, before we see just some minor tweaks and changes here to the lineup on CBS Sports Radio. Let's go ahead and get to the phone calls. We'll get to the top six list next hour. We talked about Jim Harbaugh and finding more out or finding out more about these violations from a few years ago with recruiting. We talked about Aaron Rodgers. They finally put the hammer down that he ain't playing the rest of the season. I don't know why it took them so damn long. This is the Jets. And then we talked about Mike Tomlin. You look at the Steelers, a lot of fans not happy with what's going on in Pittsburgh. But I always say, be careful what you wish for because you just might get it. And it might be worse. You better appreciate Mike Tomlin while he's there. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got Daniel calling from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, what's going on? I'm going to miss you.
Oh, well, thank you. Don't shed a tear, okay? Don't cry or nothing like that, all right?
No, I'm going to try crying now.
Oh, don't cry. Are you going to make me cry? Well, not really, but don't cry.
Are you still going to be on CBS, though?
Yeah, all I'm doing is moving up a time. What do you mean? I just said that.
Okay.
Because I'm not going. I'm just moving up to 6 p.m. Eastern. So for you in the Central time zone, I'll be on that at what is that, 5?
5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That'd be much better for me, too, so I won't be working late. I won't be
well,
working
good for
late
you.
Because of
and
you.
Then you can drive around everybody in your Uber. What else you got?
Yeah. Well, I just need to let you know the Chicago, the Lakers, the Bulls won today. I can't believe that.
Yeah, we talked about that game once I came on air. The Chicago Bulls beat the Lakers 124-108. Hey, you know, every now and then somebody got to lay an egg, and the Lakers didn't play no defense tonight. So there you have it. Oh, Daniel, are you picking up a passenger?
Yeah.
Well, take care of your money. I'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
All right, this man says he has a 4.99 Uber rating. And he's over here talking to me. Yeah, Uber Ray. I think Daniel's telling a fib. Dave is calling from Baltimore. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Dave?
Hey, JR. Thanks for having me, bud.
Sure, man. How you doing? What's up?
I'm good. So, first and foremost, I will like to say that I think the thing that I appreciate the most about your show is the fact that when people call in and they have something to talk about with sports, and sometimes it's an emotionally charged conversation, you give them the time to talk. You know, if you call the sports shows, sometimes they want to interrupt you. And obviously you're sitting there in front of a computer where I'm driving and I don't have maybe, you know, complete stats and things like that. But the thing I appreciate most about your show is the fact that you allow people the opportunity to talk before, you know, you give your rebuttal. So that's what I wanted to say. Obviously, you're a heck of a sportscaster, and I'm proud of you for moving up, man. Thanks.
Well, thank you so much, Dave. Appreciate you for calling from Baltimore. Yeah, I don't know am I moving up? Am I moving down? I know I'm moving. That much I know. I'm moving to a different time. I feel like I'm taking prime time with me. Anytime I'm on the air, it's prime time. 855-212-4CBS. We got Bill. He's here from Washington. I don't know which one it is, so I will assume it's the Washington in the West. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Bill? Hey, Bill, you're live on the radio.
Oh, you got Joe. Ah, Bill.
Bill, are you okay?
You got Joe, not Bill.
Oh, what's Bill? What's up, Joe? Joe, you calling from Washington?
Yeah, Vancouver.
Okay,
Washington.
I can only read what's in front of me. Sorry about that, Joe. What's up?
It's all good. I just want to say congrats on the time slot. You deserve it. You're great. I love listening to you.
Well, thank you, Joe. Thank you, man. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Yeah, of course.
All right, thank you. Maybe from another phone. I felt like I talked to a Star Wars character. I don't know what the hell that guy was saying. Iman is calling from Baltimore. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going, JR? First off, I just wanted to say I've been listening to you for quite a while at this time, and I'm going to continue listening to you in your new time zone, your time slot. I appreciate what you do and everything. You're great at what you do. I wanted to call in and talk about my Ravens because I haven't talked to you in a while about them. They are obviously exceeding expectations, and I just can't help but to be really, really downed about this Keaton Mitchell situation. I mean, this is a guy that wasn't even on this team's radar coming into the season. They didn't even know who he was. And he just provided such a spark and such a speed to this offense that none of the other backs that we have, Gus Edwards or Justice Hill, have done. And he's just it's devastating to lose him. And I was wondering if you think that that's going to impact this offense in a really negative way, because it's really hard for me to see the bright spot coming out of this injury that he's done for the year. So I just want to get your take on
it. I got to be honest. You were surprised that the Ravens even have had the success that they've had this season? Like, you're worried about that?
Oh, no, I'm not. I just feel like a lot of people were doubting us coming into this season. I've always thought that we were going to be great this year, but yeah.
Nah, I mean, unfortunately, if you got to think about the Ravens, it feels like year to year to year, something happens to one of their running backs. I mean, even the year before that, it was like something. It's like one cornerback caught a cold and then everybody else got hurt. I'm not concerned with the Ravens. I really am not. I think the Ravens are probably the best team in the AFC right now at this moment. I don't think it's a stretch to call the Christmas game when the Ravens take on the 49ers as a Super Bowl preview. And as long as Lamar Jackson is healthy, as long as he is the dude that is full strength and full speed, I'm less worried about what running backs that they throw out there with him, to be honest.
Yeah, for sure.
I would have been more concerned about Mark Andrews going down earlier this year, and then we see Isaiah Likely stepping up here and there, catching touchdowns. So I'm not sweating the Ravens too much, man. Not at all.
Right. It just feels like it's always the next man up mentality with this team, and I just hope it keeps continuing that way.
Hey, listen, as long as Lamar – I want to see Lamar Jackson go ahead and reach that AFC championship. I want to see him go there healthy. There's a couple of dudes who I'd love to see win a Super Bowl. I think Lamar Jackson is at the top of that list right there with Josh Allen. You know, somewhere down the line, maybe Phillip Rivers can get one. But those are three QBs I'd love to see end up with one. And I'm not saying not Phil Rivers, excuse me, Justin Herbert.
Yeah, Phil Rivers. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, Phil Rivers had his chance. Now he's at home making babies, you know?
That's why I was laughing. I wasn't sure what you were talking about.
Yeah, I mean, well, unfortunately, Herbert is in the same damn space as Rivers, just kind of running in place.
Very similar situations.
Yeah, well, we can blame the team for that. Iman, thank you for calling from Baltimore, man. You have a great holiday.
Thank you. You as well.
Nah, no doubt about it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side of the break. We know that this is an interesting time on the calendar. I just talked about Justin Herbert, and we know he ain't playing with that broken hand or broken finger on his hand. And then we had another QB taken in the same draft as Justin Herbert, selected at number 5 overall, who stood in front of the media today and said, "I don't care how you feel about me. It's Tua Tagovailoa." We're going to hear from him because I like this version of Tua talking crap back to the media. We'll hear from him on the other side, plus your calls. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I love hearing you every day. I get off work and on the way home, I love hearing you. I'm glad you live in the great state that we live in.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Oh, yeah, it's great to live in the great state of Georgia. Well, the great, interesting city of Atlanta. I love it. And you can still listen to me when you leave work. Just on January 2nd, it'll be at another time. The JR Sport Brief Show is moving to 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, starting on January 2nd. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Greg is here from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, my man. Congratulations, Mr. Positive. I got to tell you, you are selling yourself short. You are doing what 90% of the people do not do in this world. You went for your dream. You lived your dream. You're living your dream. I want everyone to take note that JR is exceptional. I've talked to a lot of sports athletes in Michigan, and specifically a guy named Darren McCarty used to play for the Wings, and a great guy, and sometimes everyone goes through trials and tribulations. And I just want you to realize, JR, what you've done is 99% of the people in the world will never reach and do the things that you're doing and the examples that you're setting with agents of inclusion and things other things that you do. But love you, and I'm so proud of you, and I'm going to be listening.
Thank you.
Jim Harbaugh, you know, I've been throwing around this thing, fraud, a little bit, and I don't want to use it with him, but this guy is not all that in a bag of chips. It seems like everywhere he goes, he wears out his welcome, and every time you turn around, he's doing something that, oh, he's under the microscope. Is he as great as we think he is? I don't think so. I really don't. Can you tell me what makes him great?
Well, I mean, if you look at the results from a coaching standpoint, are we waiting on him to go out there and, like, lift the trophy? Yes, we're waiting on him to lift the trophy somewhere. But when he was with the 49ers, I mean, we can't take away the record. He had 44 wins and 19 losses. We saw him go to a Super Bowl. I mean, he goes to Michigan, and it looks like it's going to be a rocky start, but then he's able to turn things around there. So we know that he comes with a lot of stories. We know he comes with suspensions and just I'm leaving, but I'm staying. He comes with drama. But when it comes to what we've seen on the field, I mean, overall, for most coaches, he's had a success. We're just waiting on a trophy from somewhere.
Is it? I mean, I don't know if it's him or the players, but I mean, I just don't see it. You listen to him talk. He's not exciting. He's not bombastic. He's not in your face.
He looks like a nut to me when he really gets into it. I don't know what you've been
and,
seeing.
You know, and I'm in Michigan, and hopefully I'm not going to be impugned by what I'm saying, but I can't stand this. And I mean, you know, Jared, it's just
He might, and I said, and I could be wrong because I don't got no crystal ball. I ain't Miss Cleo. I think that Alabama will go out there and beat Michigan. But
so
that's not to say that Michigan doesn't win the national championship, and then we say what?
JR, yeah. I just don't know. Hey, love you. I'm so proud of you. And everybody, be like JR. Go for your dreams. You only live once.
Thank you so much, Greg, for calling from Michigan. Don't be like JR. Go be like you. Go past whatever the hell I'm doing. Do that. 855-212-4CBS. Thank you so much, Greg, for calling from Michigan. Hey, Eddie is calling from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, JR. Congratulations. I'm a retired firefighter, and I'm going to have to adjust my nap schedule just to listen to you. But that's
you,
cool.
Man.
I'll
Thank
do
you.
It.
Cool.
So,
thank you.
Hey, my question was, what do you think of these lately – new look Bulls with Zach LaVine being down and the emergence of Kobe White and Patrick Williams, and they beat Philadelphia and they beat the Lakers tonight.
Lakers tonight, yeah. So yeah, this is more of an indictment on Zach LaVine. I got no problem saying this. I've said this on the air before. You know, there are very few people that I'm, like, not fond of. I've had one interaction in my life with Zach LaVine, and this was when he first got into the NBA. And he's one of the few athletes that I've ever met. He spoke to me. He talked to me. But he was just kind of like aloof, like on his own planet. It's like, well, dude, you don't want to be here, then you go somewhere else. I don't need to talk to you. And so that always stuck with me because I've had I can count those interactions on maybe two fingers. And one is him and the other one is Russell Wilson. So there you have it. I've met Russell Wilson plenty of times. But Zach LaVine to me has always been into himself. I mean, you can look at what took place a few weeks ago where he blew past a PR staffer. You can go ahead and look at his injuries over time, his attitude. He's an inefficient scorer. Yes, he's exciting. He was able to put on an exciting dunk contest. But I'm not shocked that the Chicago Bulls are performing better without him. The unfortunate thing is, what sucker is going to take him on?
Oh, yeah. I mean, a max player. But you know what? It makes me happy to see the emergence of Kobe White and Patrick Williams. And, you know, God bless Zach LaVine. I don't knock anybody who's injured, but I'm just so excited. And congratulations, JR. I'll adjust my nap schedule, and I'll be listening to you no matter what time you're on.
Oh, well, thank you, Eddie. I appreciate you. Make sure you call up, okay?
Merry Christmas.
To you as well. Have a great holiday. 855-212-4CBS. I ain't wishing harm on the dude that he's injured. I'm just saying, like, he's always upset. He's a malcontent. It don't matter what's going on. He's going to find something to be miserable about. Mike is here from Washington State. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it. Congrats on your move to your new time slot. It just sucks for me out here because right now we're looking at it's 8:30 out here, and I enjoy because I got between when I get in my truck at 4 o'clock in the 4:15 in the afternoon to come to work. I work graveyard shift. I listen to one sports talk show, and then I know you come on at 7 o'clock at night, so I listen to you while I'm just sitting and chilling here at work. Just going to have to readjust, but I appreciate all the time you spend on the air and you're listening and talking to people.
Oh, well, thank you. Now you gotta listen at 3 o'clock out in Washington State, okay?
You have a good one. Be safe.
You as well, man. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you, Mike, for calling from Washington State. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I might as well get this out of here. I just told you about Zach LaVine. Hurt, right? There's another NBA player. This guy is hurt. And I can't believe that his basketball team gave an update because it's like, for what? I'm expecting him to maybe miss the year. I'll explain on the other side. I'll get some more of your calls. We got a top six list coming at the top of the hour. Top six favorite athletes. My favorite athletes for 2023. And yeah, I told you about Tua Tagovailoa. We're going to hear from him. I like him. He's getting sassy with the media. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio, right now. Newsflash, Marco Belletti.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I want to just thank you for all you do for the nation. I've been very analytical, and just looking at you, I can only say one thing. When you say, I don't disagree with what you're saying, I think that's the biggest compliment that you give to people, and your marketing edge is that you're doing it on the radio, which is like the telephone versus, being in front of the camera, and you know your stuff, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. In about 15 minutes from now, 16 minutes, I'm going to bring you a new top six list. It's the end of the year. It's the last JR Sport Brief top six list of the year. It's the last top six in this spot. We know that I'm going to be moving up on January 2nd. The JR Sport Brief Show is going to start at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. 3 Pacific, so going to be moving up at the top of the year. I did want to get this on the air because it's always fun to see someone soft-spoken, I don't want to say kind of snap back, but Tua Tagovailoa, he spoke to the media today. We saw the New York Jets get blown out by Miami 30-0 this past Sunday. Not a shock, not a surprise. The New York Jets are pathetic, but the Miami Dolphins were able to do this without Tyreek Hill, who was out due to his ankle injury. Miami is going to take on the Dallas Cowboys next. We'll see that game taking place this Sunday. And Tua Tagovailoa spoke to the media today. And pretty much since the man has been drafted into the NFL, and whether it's beefing with Brian Flores or people looking at his ability to stay healthy or people questioning his arm strength, the conversation right now kind of lives around whether or not Tua Tagovailoa is worth a damn without Tyreek Hill. And so Tua Tagovailoa spoke to the media today, and I'm not going to say he got flippant, but he was certainly sarcastic with his response when it came down to, well, what do you think, I'm trash without anybody? Listen to what Tua had to say. I think it was pretty funny.
At the end of the day, whoever's in there, we all trust that we can get it done with those people. Even when I wasn't in there last year, like, that was the mindset that those guys had. Like, okay, like, Tua's down, we can't do anything about it. Tyreek's down, like, we can't do anything about it. We got to go out there. We still got to play. Those guys don't care that Tyreek's out. Like, those guys didn't care that I was out last year. It doesn't matter. We got to go out there and play. And I think that should tell you a lot about the guys that were out there. Everyone wants to make this Like, I keep saying it, everyone wants to make this about me, about Tyreek. Like, please, keep pushing it to Tyreek. Like, make it about Tyreek. I understand that my platform and who I am in this league as a quarterback makes me, if you want, polarizing, whether I'm the best, whether I'm the worst. Like, I could care less. Like, I don't listen to it. This is my bearer of bad news, and Nolan. I hate to say it. I hate to say that, but that's my bearer of bad news. If anyone has something to, if anyone has something bad to say about me. But at the end of the day, like, I really don't care. But if she does share it with me, I mean, I keep receipts.
Yeah, well, he's referring to the PR person for the Miami Dolphins there. Like, I don't know why people won't just let Tua live. If you want to talk about his head injuries and whether or not he could stay healthy, then sure, I think that's legitimate. But to question him as a quarterback, I feel at this stage is kind of nutty. And yes, I mean, even with or without Tyreek Hill, he's been one of the most accurate passers in the NFL. He's probably going to be the first 4,000-yard passer for the Dolphins since some guy named Dan Marino. He ain't no scrub. And so I think anybody's going to look better with Tyreek Hill. I mean, Patrick Mahomes is one of the best quarterbacks I've ever seen in my entire life. And look at what the hell he's doing without Tyreek Hill. And so, yeah, I mean, if you got great dudes to throw the ball to, it's going to make you look good. But that doesn't mean that Tua Tagovailoa is some scrub off the street. And it's nice to see him make it through a full season. The less we have to talk about Tua Tagovailoa and his injuries or his concussions, I think that's the better. And let me get this the hell up on out the way. Speaking of injuries, I don't want to call it comical because that's not the word in dealing with injuries, but I just had to shake my head. The Brooklyn Nets took on the New York Knicks this evening, right? So a new battle of New York, if you want to call it that. The Brooklyn Nets are like the little brother in New York City. I would say 9 out of 10 people are Knicks fans. I know that sounds crazy, but that's probably the reality. The Knicks won 121-102. But before the game, the head coach of the Brooklyn Nets, Jock Vaughn, he spoke to the media, and he gave an update on Ben Simmons. Yes, Ben Simmons might as well be the ghost of the NBA. He has only played 6 games this season, still dealing with that back issue that he had surgery on. Ben Simmons did all that talking in the offseason about how he was going to have a great season and be better than ever, and we can't even see the dude play. This is what Jock Vaughn had to say before the Nets lost to the Knicks.
You know, we're doing this 2-week thing just to give you some sort of semblance and be able to communicate with you. Let's say 2-week-ish, I'll say that. And so you don't hold me to the exact 2-week date. But he's just continued to improve strength-wise, which is the biggest thing for him, which is allowing him to continue to do things on the floor. And so, again, we'll see where he's at in 2 weeks. But all signs are him pointing towards him improving, which is the best thing, and heading in the right direction for us. So that's what I got for you for Ben.
Okay. All right, then. So Ben Simmons will be reevaluated in 2 weeks, which means that we won't see the dude, if we do, until February, which means that he'll probably have a setback between sometime between now and there. But I ain't going to wish that on the guy. I'm not wishing an injury upon him. I'm just looking at his history. I mean, should we be lucky, maybe Ben Simmons plays 20 games this year. Good luck to him. It just really sucks when you hear somebody talk all that crap and then can't back none of it up. Can't even stay healthy. 855-212-4CBS. Kevin's here from Louisville.
J.R., how are you, my friend?
I'm excellent. How you doing?
I'm doing real good. Best damn radio sports talk show anywhere. And I love you.
Well, thank you. I love you, too. What's up?
Well, I think the preview is Monday night for the Super Bowl. My Niners, you know how I feel about them. And what do you think about John Morant coming back? He did good.
Oh, yeah, we talked about John Morant last night.
I didn't catch that.
Yeah, no, 34 points right out of the gate. I hope that he can kind of stay on the straight and narrow the rest
of the
season.
Hopefully he can behave himself. Hey, JR, you know, I smoke meat and do all of it. I'm cooking this. You're invited.
You're cooking meat and you're inviting me? Oh, I can't wait.
Yes, I've got a whole prime rib. I'm all roast, garlic mashed potatoes, asparagus, and carrots. That's what I'm having for Christmas Eve.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, thank you so much. I don't know if I'll make it on Christmas, but I'm going to.
Hey, man.
What?
JR, my Niners.
Yes.
I got, golly, are they good or not?
They are good. Well, let's see if they can win the Super Bowl, okay?
Well, that might be a preview. I love Lamar. You know, he's from
Louisville.
Went to Louisville. Yeah.
Save me a plate, all right?
Hey, man.
Save me a plate.
Happy holidays to you and yours. And y'all be safe.
You too, Kevin. Thank you. Save me a plate. Mike is here from Baltimore. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
Hey, I'm a week late, man. I was on hold last week for your top six, and we had the same one. I had put Kurt Warner, but I didn't get through. I was one of the last callers. But anyway, congratulations on the move. And we had an event tonight in Baltimore where Angel Reese came back to Baltimore, and played with LSU, played Coppin State, HBCU.
They played Coppin State? What was the score?
Like 80 to 42 or something like that, 80 to 48. I mean, but, you know, it was just great to have them come back, have her come back to hometown, and Coppin got some shine. It was a sold-out crowd, and it was just great. So she would be on my list this week for JR for your 2023 athletes, Angel Reese.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mike. We're going to do that in a few minutes. You don't have to wait too much longer. Happy holidays to you, okay?
Thanks. You too, JR.
No problem. Yeah, shout-outs to all my folks at Coppin State. The minute that he said that LSU was taking on, I would have to go, what? I know that was an ass-whooping. He was like, it was 80-something or 40-something. But good on her on being able to get back home and put on the show. I'm sure that was something special for her, especially taking on an HBCU. It's certainly good. And we talked about Andrew Reese and Caitlin Clark last night. And so I hope that over the next year, we talk about them some more. Maybe they go ahead and compete for another national championship. Maybe we see them again playing in the WNBA. It should be fun. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm always trying to have fun. Trying to have fun. Listen, on the other side of the break, this is going to be the last top six list for 2023. This is going to be the last JR Sport Brief top six list in this time slot before I move to my new slot on January 2nd. And tonight, we're going to summarize the year 2023. I'm going to give you a top six list of my favorite athletes. These are my favorite athletes from the past year. So don't move. We'll get to the list on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
If you're a last-minute gift shopper, then Instacart is your holiday rescue app this season. No more tracking packages, no more trips to the post office, and no more Christmas gifts arriving in February. Instead, you can just download Instacart to order gifts like beauty, tech, and gourmet goods from local stores and get them delivered in as fast as 1 hour. Plus, right now, you'll get free delivery on your first three orders. This offer is valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply. Must be 21 plus to purchase alcohol where available.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
It's time to talk about Felix, the pet insurance brand made just for cats. Starting at under $1 a day, you can get whisker-to-tail protection with a plan as unique as your cat. Sorry, dogs. This customizable coverage is exclusively for feline friends. Learn more at felixcatinsurance.com. That's felixcatinsurance.com. Get it? Meow.
Insurance is underwritten by Independence American Insurance Company and produced by Independence Pet Group. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. Visit felixcatinsurance.com/terms for all terms and limitations.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Anjali.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just got an alert for a strange charge on my card.
No problem. We make sure you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases on your Discover card. Let's see. Did you purchase something from a t-shirt cannon store yesterday?
Absolutely not. No, I already have like three.
$0 fraud liability guarantee. It pays to Discover.
Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations apply.